Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Faith to Receive. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Turn with me, please, this morning to Mark, the 11th chapter. Mark 11. For a few weeks now, we've been on this subject of faith to receive. Somebody say that out loud.
Faith to receive.
And this has been our main text, the wonderful, famous Mark 11. My father in the faith, Kenneth E. Hagin, who's in heaven now, was born premature with his internal organs and body was not fully developed, and there was deformity and incurable blood disease and a number of things, and they said he couldn't live, and then eventually said he couldn't live past 16, and when he was about that age, he's bedfast and dying. He'd be in and out of comas for weeks at a time, couldn't talk, couldn't move, and going just like medical science said he had to go. And in the natural, that was so. But thank God, he had something inside him that said there was help in this book. So when he was awake and he could sit up, he got the Bible. He got him to put it in his lap and said sometimes it'd take him a minute to even slide a page over. He was that weak. He saw he didn't know how much time he had, so he said Old Testament and New Testament, and he figured the new was replaced the old, and so he started the new, and he read, he got to Mark 11. And he didn't understand it, but something inside him told him, this is your answer right here. You can be healed. Everything was telling him he couldn't be. You can be healed. And he saw, what things soever you desire, when you pray, believe that you receive them and you shall have them. Everything says he's got to die. But he said something inside him. Well, it was the Lord. Kept telling him, you can be healed. And this is your answer. Glory to God. And finally, it took him a little while. But finally, he said, he just said it right out loud. I see it. I got to believe I received my healing while I'm still laying here paralyzed. I got to believe I received my healing.
Yes, sir.
Right now.
Thank you, Lord.
Glory to God.
Glory to God.
So he said, I want to declare that I believe I received my healing. I want to declare it to God and all the holy angels. I want to declare it before the demons in hell. I want to declare it. I believe I received my healing. I believe I received my healing. Not just I believe God's a good God. Not just I believe God's got power. What? I believe I receive my healing now. And he said something came up in his spirit. Well, he didn't know the Holy Ghost. Didn't know he's born again, but he didn't know how to be led and didn't understand those things. But something came up to his mind. Says, now you believe you're well. He said, I sure do. I sure do. He said, the thought came up, well, people ought to be up this time of day.
Yeah.
Well, it was, I don't know, 9 or 10 in the morning or something, and normally that'd be the case. And he said, now you believe you're well. Well, people ought to be up. He thought, well, that's right.
Yeah. Come on.
Well, that's right. So he began to try to get up.
Hallelujah.
Couldn't move. But he managed to push one leg off the side of the bed. He said it fell off the side of the bed like a piece of firewood. Plunk. Paralyzed. And he pushed the other one off. Kaplump. And he worked his way over till he got a hold of the bedpost. And now he's off the bed, but barely. And he's sliding down the pole. Barely off the floor. And he said, I believe. I receive my healing. He said when he did, the power of God struck him in the top of the head. He said it felt like warm honey just piled up on top of him and began to ooze down.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
And he said it came down over his chest and down over his body. And when it got to his legs that are paralyzed, they begin to sting like there's 1,000 needles all over. Well, feeling's coming back. He said it hurt so bad, made him want to cry, but it hurt so good. And he said in just a couple of moments, he's standing there under his own power. Looks like a walking skeleton. He's thin, he's weak, but he's standing there under his own power saying, glory to God. And went on from that place and preached the gospel for 60 years. Glory to God. Glory to God.
Thank you, Lord.
And I'm one of the ones that called him dad.
Hallelujah.
Right? Came up under his ministry. What if he hadn't been? What if he'd have died when he was 16? How would that have affected me? How would it have affected you? You understand what I'm saying? Somebody say, thank God for Mark 11, 24. You and I sitting up in here in this paid for air conditioned place because of Mark 11, 24, looking at each other today. Which is to say, because of God, because of Jesus. He is the Word made flesh. Mark 11, look at it again. If we just left now, it would have been worth coming out for me anyhow. Mark 11, 22, Jesus answered and said to them, have faith in God. For verily I say to you that whosoever shall say to the mountain, this mountain, be thou removed. Now who's he talking to? Not to God, not to the devil, not to yourself, talking to the mountain. Can mountains hear? So we need major mind renewal in this area, don't we? Because, I mean, Jesus spoke to the wind and waves, didn't he? Jesus spoke to trees in this passage, didn't he? Tree, he's not talking to God about the tree. He's talking to the tree. Jesus spoke to fevers. A fever. See, are most Christians taught to speak to fevers or stomach aches or indigestion or cancer or so-called inanimate objects? No, people would think you're strange. People think something's wrong with you. Oh, man, they need to go in the institution. You see them standing out there talking to a tree. They're loopy. They're off. Well, no, it's the world that's off.
Yes.
Because Jesus is right.
Yes.
And the way he did it's the way.
Yes.
He is the way. But we need to get our mind renewed. I remember reading that some years ago where, you know, Jesus came in and Peter's mother-in-law was taken with a great fever. And he spoke to the fever. He's not praying. He's not asking God the Father to heal her. He's not talking to Peter's mother-in-law. He spoke to the fever and rebuked it. And said, fever, get out of here. That's how Jesus operated. And I thought, he's talking to the fever. Can fevers hear? And I read the next verse. It says, and immediately it departed from her. And I said, I reckon so. And I got a revelation. I thought, if fevers can hear, cancer can hear. Tumors can hear. Come on now. Well, now see, we should not think this a thing strange, because everything you see and feel came into being as a result of words being spoken. Well, if it's how it was all created, why would we be surprised that words could change it? Or words could alter it when words created it? But see, people have become educated. And they know better than talking to the wind and the waves. Well, we need to learn how to operate this way every day. Every day. And every week, and not just sit and wait for things to fall on us, and not just sit and wait and hope that God will notice us. Let's do what he told us to do. Let's do it his way. What's his way? Say to this mountain, be thou removed. Well, you're not mincing words then, are you?
No, sir.
Be thou removed. Be cast into the sea. Keep reading. What did it say? And if you won't doubt in your heart, But believe that what you said will come to pass. Jesus said, you shall have whatever you say. People make fun of that, but they don't realize they're making fun of Jesus. They call us names that confess it and possess it, that name it and frame it and claim it, blab it and grab it. I've heard it all. But they're making fun of Jesus because we didn't write this. He's the one that said, if you would speak to it and not doubt in your heart, but believe that what you said came to pass, you would have what you said. Jesus taught us how to do it. He did it himself and he taught us how to do it. Now, verse 24, read that. That both of these are talking about faith and having faith in God and having the faith of God. One of them has to do with dealing with things that's in your way and problems. Others has to do with good things you want to receive from the Lord. One of them is speaking to the problem, not prayer. Verse 24 is prayer. Verse 24, what do you say? Therefore I say unto you, what things soever you desire. That covers a lot of ground. What if you desire to be healed? So that's what I just shared about Brother Hagin. That's what he said. Healing was not in that verse. But more than anything, he's a 16-year-old boy. And they told him he had to die. And he's laying there thinking, if I die now, I'm going to die never having really lived. I mean, his home was broken. He'd always looked forward to getting old enough where he could marry and have a family and have children. He was looking forward to that. And he said, if I die now, I've never done anything. I've never lived. He desired healing. He desired a whole body more than anything else, naturally and materially. But healing wasn't in there, and yet it is. I said, and yet it is, because it says, what things soever you desire. That would include your healing. That would include your wisdom and your direction. That would include your house and your car and whatever it is you need and you want, your business equipment, your stuff. Do you want it? He didn't just say whatever you need. What did you say? Whatever you desire. When you pray, so it's right to pray and ask. You have not because you ask not. It's right to come and ask for good things. When you pray, believe. And a lot of folk would agree with that, but they don't go with the rest of the statement, the rest of the verse. Believe what? Here's where people have missed it. Jesus said, when you pray, believe, but he's very specific. Believe what? Believe that you receive them. Them what? Them things you desired.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled Steps to Receive, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R1303G. That's R1303G, and the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God.